MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 12, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Nahant Town Meeting tonight, watching Hurricane Lee for Saturday.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, an update on the Red Sox, Patriots, and high school football. Rick?
All right, Bill, thanks. Cloudy, low to mid-70s today. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:32 a.m. and 10:40 p.m. A new political group will be sponsoring a mayoral debate in Gloucester this week. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times that the new Cape Ann Political Action Committee will be sponsoring the debate tomorrow at Gloucester High School at 6 p.m. The four candidates that will be on the ballot were invited. They are incumbent Mayor Greg Verga, Ward 2 City Councilor Tracy O'Neill, former City Health Director Mary Ellen Rose, and resident Francisco A. Sclafani. According to the report, Mayor Verga will not be attending the debate as he will be at a school committee meeting tomorrow night. Salem League of Women Voters organized a forum yesterday to allow residents to hear the views of the three candidates running for the Ward 1 City Council seat. The forum was held on Salem Access TV yesterday morning and was moderated by Salem News reporter Dustin Luca. The three candidates running for the seat are Armand Blanchette, Cynthia Gerzillo, and Christopher Malmstrom Jr. The Sauga School Committee is looking to access money from the Student Support Reserve Fund to finance a school resource officer for the Sauga's Middle High School. Sauga's Committee Chair Vincent Serino told the Daily Item that they're also waiting to hear back on a grant that was filed through the Sauga's Police Department. Also in the item today, Nahant will be holding a special town meeting tonight with an article on the agenda to allow the town to borrow up to $1 million to be used to demolish 12 houses in the Coast Guard housing neighborhood. A 2021 town meeting approved the project. However, costs have increased on the project since that authorization vote. Weather continues to make news in the state. Areas of the Merrimack Valley and across northern Essex County and over to the Newburyport area spent yesterday doing some storm cleanup following Friday's storms. The storms downed some trees, left some residents without power, and caused some flooding damage. Yesterday's storms caused serious flooding in Leominster and parts of Worcester County. Flooding damage is significant, and there are school closings today in Leominster. Forecasters are calling for additional rain on Wednesday. And Hurricane Lee is expected to pass by the North Shore sometime on Saturday. At this time, forecasters are not sure of the exact path of the storm, but it could include winds and rain along coastal areas of the North Shore. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox and Yankees were rained out last night. The two teams will play a day-night doubleheader today. The day game starts at 1:30 today and the night game at 7:10 tonight. The Patriots will host the Dolphins Sunday night after losing their season opener Sunday afternoon against the Eagles. Patriot coach Bill Belichick was asked at his press conference yesterday a long and lengthy question about different offenses and looks on the team. He was asked what type of offense he does like to run.
Yeah, we want to do what it takes to win. So whatever that is, that's what I'm for.
Yesterday's question, a bit longer than yesterday's answer. In high school football, we're catching up on a couple of exciting games played Saturday night at Manning Field in Lynn. First, Lynn Classical scored an overtime win over Central of Rhode Island, 28-26. Here is Classical coach Brian Vaughn.
I just think it was great for our guys to play in a game like that early in the season. The win in overtime game, it's always a good thing because you're playing those extra minutes. And it's a fight to the end. It's truly a fight to the end. You know, it came down to the last play. Of the game, so I'm happy. I'm happy that our guys were fortunate enough to come out with a W. It was a great game. Both sides, both teams played really hard. We jumped out early on them, 14-0 in the first quarter, and then they battled back to tie it up. They were a fast team, big up front, athletic everywhere. They had athletes everywhere, including the quarterback, who we had a hard time stopping on their quarterback design runs. And, you know, like I said, we were fortunate enough to come out with a win and happy for our guys. You know, they played really hard.
The Rams play in Peabody Friday night in their next game. The other game, due to rain delays, did not start until 9 o'clock Saturday night. Lynn Tech came from behind, trailing 14-0 to Malden to beat Malden 20-14. Tech coach James Runner.
I think offensively, you know, we had a couple of big plays that were called back because of penalties. But Ethan Prune really stood out for us, really big. He made a really big catch on a screen play, brought it all the way down to the 17-yard line. We were able to attempt a field goal before halftime. I mean, we weren't successful with it because our holder was not able to play in the game, but it was a big opportunity for us to at least try to break stride. It was only 7-0 at halftime. And then in the third quarter, you know, he made some really big plays. He got a pass interference call on the goal line, and he got a 2-point conversion. He just stepped up really big for us when we needed big plays to be made. And I'm really proud of him because he said, "Coach, you know, I'm feeling it tonight. You know, let me be that guy." Because we have a couple guys who can take the ball. You know, we have a couple home run hitters, but Ethan really showed his poise and he showed his grit on Saturday night against Malden, which was a very physical game. It was a very physical game Saturday night against Malden.
Much more on high school football throughout the week here on the website. That is sports along with Rick Moore. We thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are msonewsports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about msonewsports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.